Have you ever wondered what an oil rig would sound like if it sang while ice skating? Or what humanity would look like fighting climate change while wearing a giant colorful bow? WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports you can witness both of these things at a drag show in Philadelphia this week.
Jackie's in Zamboni drag.
It's a cold, sunny morning at an ice rink along the Delaware River. A live band starts to play, the Zamboni clears the rink, and Sam Rise, a performance artist in a big blue penguin mascot costume, skates out on the ice, warming up the audience for a wild show.
So are you ready, Philadelphia? Are you excited about drag? Are you excited about climate change? I meant fighting climate change with drag.
The show is by the Bearded Ladies, a queer arts organization. John Jarbo, the group's creative director, wrote it with another artist, along with help from local climate activist groups.
Basically, the premise of the story is climate change is so impossible. It's such a huge issue. It's almost as impossible as getting drag queens to skate on ice.
At the beginning of the show, Rise, the big blue penguin, introduces you to Miss Humanity.
A queen who's our favorite protagonist and antagonist. Someone we can all relate to.
Miss Humanity wants to stop warming the planet, but she's addicted to her girl gang of fossil fuels.
And I'm realizing that maybe saving the climate's gonna take a lot of work.
There's coal.
I'm old-fashioned, I love the moonlight.
And oil. And natural gas. These friendships are toxic. The fossil fuels melt a glacier, pulling away bits of his icy costume until all that's left is a sparkly indigo gown. Humanity tries to buy her way out of climate change using carbon credits, but that doesn't work. Eventually, non-binary parental guardian nature tells humanity she can't keep making it all about her.
Humanity alone can't do this thing. You've got to get everybody together, all these species together, and be organized.
Creator John Jarbo, who also plays humanity, explains it this way.
Nature's just like, hey, just pay attention. Like, just listen to the world around you. Realize that you are part of it and that you need to work together.
The show had its own run-in with nature. The Bearded Ladies had to cancel opening night last Thursday when temperatures passed 60 degrees in Philadelphia.
So we had to cancel our climate change themed show because it was too warm in the middle of February, which felt very ironic.
The ice was too slushy to skate on safely. But the kid-friendly version on Saturday morning was a success.
I think all of it was, like, so cool. I can't. It's not on a favorite part of it.
That's 7-year-old George Treglia. I talked to him and his mom after the show.
Can I ask you, what do you know about climate change?
I don't know anything about it.
Nothing?
We're igniting the conversation now.
Right now? Awesome. Wow, okay.
Igniting the conversation. This is the point, says performer Sam Rise.
I just love the ways that art has the capacity to feed and seed the ideas that are going to turn people's heads and show folks that another way is possible.
Rise played George's favorite character, the penguin, as well as non-binary parental guardian nature. A drag show about climate change might sound like a stretch, but environmental themes in theater go way back to ancient Greek plays. And in recent years, theater festivals and projects explicitly devoted to climate change have popped up. Experts say theater is a good medium to explore the issue because it involves imagination and world building. Actors can embody non-human characters or can portray the impacts of climate change in ways that engage audience members' empathy. Rise hopes the show helps shake adults awake and helps kids deal with this heavy topic.
Yeah, I hope that they walk away from this space today feeling energized and curious and a little lighter. And also that we're here for them and that they're not alone.
Versions of the show geared toward adults are Thursday and Friday evening, and the last kid-friendly version is Saturday morning. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.